No one gets to be a human being unaided. There is not time enough in a single lifetime to invent for oneself everything one needs to know in order to be a civilized human. Assume, for example, that you want to be a physicist. You pass the great stone halls of, say, MIT, and there, cut into the stone, are the names of the scientists. The chances are that few, if any of you, will leave your names to be cut into those stones. Yet, any of you who managed to stay awake through part of a high school course in physics knows more about physics than did many of those great scholars of the past. You know more because they left you what they knew, because you can start from what the past learned for you. And as this is true of the techniques of mankind, so it is true of mankind's spiritual resources. Most of these resources, both technical and spiritual, are stored in books. Books are man's peculiar accomplishment. When you have read a book, you have added to your human experience. Read Homer, and your mind includes a piece of Homer's mind. Through books, you can acquire at least fragments of the mind and experience of Virgil, Dante, Shakespeare. The list is endless. For a great book is necessarily a gift. It offers you a life you have not the time to live yourself, and it takes you into a world you have not the time to travel in literal time. A civilized mind is, in essence, one that contains many such lives and many such worlds. If you are too much in a hurry or too arrogantly proud of your own limitations to accept as a gift to your humanity some pieces of the minds of Aristotle or Chaucer or Einstein, you are neither a developed human nor a useful citizen of a democracy.